It's the Grand Poobah of the North Bay Business Journal, Brad Bollinger. Thanks for being with us on this holiday, Brad.
Yes, good morning, Pat.
Yes, it's a big day. It's a big week, I guess, in Sonoma County business. And we have to talk about, right off the top, Clover Sonoma.
Yeah, what a stroke of genius. I know that they have been looking at their marketing. You know, Clove the Cow is a revered symbol here in Sonoma County. But if you drive to Los Angeles, you know, they've never seen Clove. So, you know, I'm told that there, she still has impact in those areas in terms of marketing. But they were starting to look at that. And they came up with, they found out, well, Clove is pretty widely known and revered. And, you know, why not add the word Sonoma, which is another widely revered. And it evokes, you know, wine country and
lifestyle, I guess.
Lifestyle and great weather and you know, nice people. So I think it's and they get to keep Clove. You know?
Well, I think there would have been such a huge uproar in Sonoma County if for some reason they fired Clove the Cow.
That would never happen.
Yeah, although, you know, the family name is kind of gone. You know, the Stornetta part, the Stornetta farm, for Stornetta Dairy is going to be replaced by Sonoma. And I guess now that Clover has taken over, you know, milk pretty much in Northern California, that they're setting their sights on Southern Cal.
They've been very successful, particularly in the organic categories. You know, they went, you know, organic before almost anybody at large thought about organic. So, you know, they've just done a fabulous job. They've just taken a huge amount of space down in Petaluma, a new building down there. So best wishes, and they're really nice people.
Yes, they are.
Starting with Marcus and of course Dan before him, and the family's just you know.
Well, that's one of the nice things, and I think one of the rare things this morning about this story is that it is, you know, that family, the Stornetta family and the Benedetti family in particular, has just passed it down from you know, father to son to son to son.
Very, very rare to get to that third and fourth generation. You know, it's in the below the 10%, sometimes below 5%. So it's very, very hard to do, and they've done it.
Good for them. Good for them, I say. So do you expect much to change at the Sonoma County Airport now that American Airlines is flying to Phoenix?
Well,
in terms of numbers?
What a huge event. You know, I think you could probably put that right up there with Clover, the start of flights to Phoenix with American Airlines. I went out for their ribbon cutting. There's a lot of energy around it. It kind of, you know, it was referred to as a game changer. In a lot of ways, it is. You now can fly to a hub that will take you to 75 other destinations, including international destinations. So you really can connect to you know, the world out of Sonoma County Airport. And I think there's more to come. They're talking to other carriers about additional flights. You know, so we had no airline. We had one. Now we have three.
Right.
You know, four is not a stretch at all, or five, or even more. You know, getting people to and giving them more choice. So,
well, I guess that's my question, Brad. Is how far can it go at the Sonoma County Airport if even the consideration of a longer runway and maybe more flights to more, you know, obviously distant places?
Sure. Well, the big hurdle is going to be the terminal. You know, and they've got that a new terminal, you know, in the plans. And I think that at some point, you know, I don't want to guess at a number, but there is a limited number of carriers, you know, that they can probably accommodate.
Yeah.
It's just realistic. But the fact is, now you can get just about anywhere from Sonoma County Airport, and people can come in from those hubs into Sonoma County. The tourism people were there in force, and because they know that you know, people wanting to come to wine country can now get here from almost anywhere. I mean, you could, but you had to, you know, fly into San Francisco or Oakland. So now you can come right to our doorstep. So
Yep, good news for a lot of folks. And those are two of the stories that are featured this week on North Bay Business Journal.
You bet. You've been a great quarter for Keysight Technologies. They just had an acquisition. They're really pushing into this 5G networks, which are extremely fast networks coming next. This is, for a company, this is the legacy part of Hewlett-Packard, right, was test and measurement is what is now
right.
Keysight, which is amazing if a company of that, lineage and that old, I guess, for lack of a better word, can continue to innovate as they have so and kept ahead of the technology is pretty remarkable, and right here in Santa Rosa.
Well, Brad, we're watching your pages as we always do
in
the North Bay Business Journal. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you. Happy President's Day.
Happy President's Day to you.